So, y'all ever been in a social situation that just got awkward and you sitting there like, oh shit? If so, how did you handle it?
All right, so mine be gonna be first, man. Don't judge me. All right, I'm gonna give y'all a time. It's 2008.
Oh shit.
So I'm home for spring break. It's my first year in college. I'm bored as fuck, bro. I get on Craigslist.
That's what I know where this is going.
So back then, Craigslist had it. Craigslist had like a little thing where you go meet and greet. You know what I'm saying? So
I've been there.
So I hit up this chick. I should have known after her first name. It was weird. Her name was.
She sounded like she
somebody.
She's at NC State. She's up there because she do track and field. So I'm thinking, okay, she track. She got a nice track body. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I went to get a haircut. I said, yo, I'm going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up to the door. She buzz me in. So I'm standing at the door. And I'm like, damn, I hear something. Boom. Boom. Damn, this fucking hallway shaking for her. Open the door. Her titties is at my face. I look up. God. She's 6'5".
Oh, is that the shot put chick?
Yes. She did shot put arms bigger than my body. I'm like, yo, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Like, I'm scared. Like, yo, she get in there. She start smoking a fucking Newport.
Ooh.
I said, oh my God. Drinking a fucking beer. I'm like, oh my God.
Was it a 40?
Bruh.
I like this bitch.
She was drinking a can. I'm like,
we going some places.
I'm like, yo, this shit about to get crazy. She had a cute face, but yo, she
was it?
Yeah, she had a cute face. Because the picture she sent me was only headshots. That's what I learned after that. You got to get full bodies. Yeah. You go mess with these chicks on dating sites. So we over there. She like, yo, let's go get some liquor.
Nigga was on Craigslist.
I was like, but she wasn't 21 yet. I was 21. She was like 20. So I bet. We pull up to the liquor store. I'm like, what you want? She like, go, let's get some Seagram's gin. I said, ooh, shit. God damn.
Yeah.
All right, so we playing dominoes.
Gonna have a good time. This bitch sound
fun. Oh, damn. She brought out the bones.
Listen, bro. So
she brought out the bones.
Bro, burned his head. So listen, man. We playing Seagram's. The more, the loser had to take a shot. So we taking shots. But the more she played, the more aggressive she got. And I'm getting scared, like, domino, boom. I'm like, oh, shit. She pulls out a black. I said, where the fuck did the black come from?
Put out a sports bra.
So I said, you know, I know how to get out of this fucking situation. I called my boy talking crazy. I'm like, yeah, I'm at this chick house. Yeah, I'm a tear that shit up. I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. Maybe that's going to scare her. Boom!
That's what you came up with?
No, I thought if I talk crazy, she.
Yeah, that you see, shit, from she when she started smoking a square?
I mean, no, yeah, she kicked me out.
She went from a square to a black, dog.
So and she like, so that shit turned her on. So we in there chilling. Her roommate come in. Her roommate bad as shit. I said, why could it be? She like, oh, you about to have a good time tonight. I said.
That what the roommate said?
Yeah. They go close the door.
They in there.
She started playing something. I don't know what she's playing. So she like, you know what? I'm over this shit. She came and like picked me up like this, nigga. Bro, pick me. I came with her. Like, we went in the room. She threw me on the bed. She's like, you gonna fuck this pussy. Talk that shit you did on the phone. She takes her clothes off. I'm like, shit. I don't want
to
do
what
it.
What she look like? What she look like?
I mean, her titties, but she was like, bro, it looked like I was looking at a bodybuilder, bro. Her arms were bigger.
You still
than
ain't
mine.
Said what the face looked like.
I said
you
her said face she was good. Her titty looked like, but her rest of, after the titty, her body looked like a muscle, nigga. And she's 6'5 over me. So she like, yeah, put that condom on. I'm gonna... So I'm sitting like, I bust the condom. I said, damn.
Sorry. My
said,
bad.
I bust the condom. Get out of there. I said, I got another one in the car. Let me go get it right quick. So I put on my sweatpants coat. Got that car, burnt out that motherfucker, bro. Damn. Almost ran through the gate, bro.
You seen her again?
So she pushed on Facebook. I don't know what just happened. So, because I found her on Facebook, and I was like, I ain't never talked to her no more. But crazy though, years later, working at my homeboy knew her. He knew her.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, my man T knew her. He like he went to school with her.
He of course
like,
he did.
He said my homeboy used to knock that down, man. I heard it was some good stuff, man. You should have did. I said, nah, man, I couldn't do it, bro.
What scared you more, though? Cigarette?
I was the black,
the
bro.
Or the like, black.
Bro, she it was too much. I probably would have did it now back then, but at the time it was too much, bro. She's 6'5". I'm looking up. She the way she picked me up, bro, and like, come on.
She's
like,
gonna give you a attitude adjustment.
Bro,
you gonna like, take so this
I had to break the condom, bro, and haul ass, bro. I broke the condom, bro.
I ain't never purposely broke a condom.
Bro, I wasn't going to do it.
Not purpose.
Yeah, I never did that either. Yeah. That's mean.
I know.
You should have just went on and took that one.
Went you could have just said you ain't got one and just left it like that.
I was like, bro, I like, damn, if I went too far. Shit. I was in too deep, bro. I like, man.
No, that was a problem. You wasn't in too deep.
Yeah. You would have been. Now, looking back, what would you have done different?
I would have hit it, bro. She probably would have. We had a tall kid or something. She was cute in the face, bro. Damn. She was a bro. I'm
he
telling
said,
you.
Now that we don't have a kind.
Bro, her arms were big, bro. She was like, bro, I'm telling you, like.
So if you ran across her today.
Yeah. She married now. She got a, I mean, got a yeah, she married now. Got
is her dude at least like 6'7"?
Nah,
eight?
He's some white dude, man.
Oh, damn. Wow.
And yeah, she was like, damn, she don't fuck with niggas no more.
No, she don't. You fucked it up for everybody, dog. Damn.
How could you,
these
man?
Niggas ain't shit.
These ain't niggas shit. Ain't shit.
Oh, man, let's start the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
These people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
On some CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, Big Chris.
It's Big Chris, y'all.
Nigga, I got kids.
And we are joined by, what we call you? I don't know if you want to use your government
name.
All right, we're here joined by David. And we got JR over here.
What up, though? What up, what up?
Camera. And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
What's been up with you, Dave? Welcome, man.
Thank y'all for having me, man. I've just been working, raising my kid, just staying out the way, man. That's all.
Okay.
You know, real routine life right now. But I love it.
Domesticated nigga.
He about to get married.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that right now.
Put my business out here.
Put my business out of the street.
Man. No,
I'm not about to get married, you know.
All right. JR, how you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. I ain't got no complaints. Y'all already know me. I'm here. I'm having fun, and I'm living my best life. So
okay.
Oh, shit. You ain't mad this week. Cool.
No.
Right.
It ain't a holiday.
2 weeks in a row.
It ain't a holiday.
What's going on, Martin Luther King?
Yeah, it's on Monday.
Yeah, that I don't
gonna be mad at white folks.
Valentine coming up. Still, pissed. Fuck them bitches.
Oh yeah. Wow. You go to one of them singles events.
Yeah, they got
clean
Atlanta.
Up. Well, man, how you been, Chris?
Man, yo, it's been a long week, man. I got in trouble Friday at work.
This nigga got a story.
Yeah, man, I was got in trouble. Man, I was doing good, man. You know, we got good news Thursday, but then Friday, motherfuckers kept trying me, man, an email. So dude sent like a long paragraph. 80 people tagged. So we on team. So I was like, oh, he want to take it here. So I wrote, this was a lot to digest. I didn't read none of this, but I understand. Sent it back to 80 people.
No way you hit them with the corporate dismissal.
Yeah. But that
was a lot to digest.
But listen, I checked GPT and everything. Shit. I'm like, how can I say this professionally without getting in trouble? That's what I did. And that's what it gave me. Next thing I know, my boss running the office, closed the door. He like, man, you can't respond like.
Why not?
He said, I said, like,
who said,
and I said, he said, if you're going to respond, don't send it to 80 people. Because everybody started sending me little team thing on the side. Like, bro,
I
you
used
wild
to do that.
Yeah. You wild for that. Then he like, man, say something fluffy, man. I don't want shit to hear, man. You can beep that out too. But he like, I didn't want him to hear that
more
too.
Work.
Man, bro. Hey,
go ahead. Like,
yeah. But you know, it's been a good week, man. After I got in trouble, he wasn't really mad. He just said, man, be careful what you're saying, man. If you want to move up, man, you can't let them get under you. But that dude's an ass. His ass, and he was under me. I wasn't sending nobody higher than me. But.
Oh, okay, that's why you talk grease.
Yeah, so. I talk grease. I can talk grease to him, but yeah, man. How was your week?
My week been cool, you know, as usual. I don't remember shit.
Typical.
I think I did some shit with my daughter.
Yeah, but he can't remember.
Yeah. Shipping and I.
You don't remember what you did?
Me and my wife
week?
Is cool. We ain't get into it. I will remember that.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been all right. I think it's been straight, you know, okay. Working this shit. Yeah, it's been all right.
Typical routine.
Yeah.
We old.
Domesticated nigga.
Routine.
Y'all old.
Oh, yeah, he ain't.
Damn.
Somebody somewhere is calling you Unc.
Yeah. He like, you about to get a quarter zip. You about to. Right. I heard that back in style. I heard the Miami.
I got a quarter zip.
I said, I can't wait to pull mine out. Yeah.
Pause. Man. Damn. We ain't saying, on that one, dog.
We still saying pause in 2026 is wild, bro.
Yep. Hey, shit.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes it's just necessary.
Yep. It is.
All right, now it's time for Black History Making. Black History Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. So we got a black-owned flight school here in Gwinnett County that pledges $1 million to train 1,000 pilots. So, Michael Ojo, I hope I'm saying your name right, launched Lookup Flight Academy 3 years ago with the mission to break down barriers in an industry where representation remains scarce. Quote, when you don't see someone who looks like you in a pilot uniform, chances are you're not even thinking about it. And he, it's about ending generational cycle of poverty that plagues black and brown communities. And that was a crazy way to end that. But anyway, shout out to him. And this is right on the heels of what you call the guy shot in the neck saying, like, if he see a black pilot, he going to be like, is he qualified?
Yeah. So the crazy thing is, I do research when we talk about black history. It's only 105,000 commercial pilots in America. Mm. Only 5,200 of them black.
And I ain't seen not one of them.
Yeah.
I seen a couple.
Really? You bougie. Talk about you like flying?
Whoa, why got to be bougie?
You bougie. They probably on Frontier and Spirit.
You gotta- oh, well, she. Yeah.
I mean, but it was on Frontier.
Yeah, through the airport, I haven't seen.
I seen one on Southwest.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't never seen a black. Because they usually stand out when you get off the plane.
Yeah, nah.
They stand. Yeah, they stand. Yeah, they were standing right there.
I ain't
there
seen. Yeah, you're right. You I ain't never off seen a black pilot.
You sure one, the flight attendant?
No.
Yeah,
it was the damn pilot.
I have seen the flight attendants.
Yeah, the flight attendants. They look different.
But yeah, I ain't seen a black pilot. Yeah, that's crazy. Now I'm gonna be looking at the airport when I go.
Racist ass nigga.
It was the flight attendant.
Oh man, well shout them out, man. No,
Any of y'all want to go to flight school?
That's what I was just thinking. I don't want to fly no plane.
I told my wife,
if I did, I would.
I told my wife, you changed the career.
We'll take your ass over there and
shit.
Gwinnett County. I'm scared of heights, so ain't no way I'm flying a plane. That's crazy.
I used to think the same thing. I'm still.
He's scared of heights.
I know. Look, you standing taller than everybody. Everybody.
My dad used to say it's not a scare of heights, it's a fear of falling.
Okay. Yeah, because you do fall, you probably
like,
fall.
Like, if I'm standing on a balcony or whatever, like, if the balcony is too low, I feel like I could just fall over that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Don't lean.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, well, that don't apply to you. You're short.
Ain't that a bitch?
He like this on the balcony.
Yeah, like, you looking over there.
No, like, I'm between the rails. Like, I can see the rails. Do what my son do. Like,
oh, shit.
Okay.
But, all right, man, let's get into it. So, the fuckery continues. So, Gen Z is really fucking shit up. Yo, people.
I knew it was going there.
Is he
my opinion.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Damn, I don't know. I was born in 96. What that make?
That's right there.
Oh, it's like on the cusp. She's a Xennial. So anyway, we talked about how Gen Z is like they drink the least amount of alcohol out of all the generations.
So, well, I'm not in that one.
And see, you were in between.
Yeah.
But the liquor industry's taking a hit because of this, and shit's so bad that the state of Ohio has a law that allows parents to give their children alcohol as long as they are present. And I'm like out in a restaurant, like, yeah, you can just get your kids fucked up.
Oh, so this is like in public.
Yes, public law. So you can go to a restaurant, order a drink, and give it to your kid. Now, some restaurants can refuse to serve you, but the law is we're not going to do shit to you if you do it.
Yeah.
These your people, man.
No.
Who got a story about it?
I mean,
I didn't ever drunk with my parents.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I took a shot with my mom before.
I was about to say, You know, a lot of people first drink is with their parents.
Yeah, you know, I got one.
As a father, I would prefer my son to have his first drink with me inside the house so he knows how he responds to liquor, as opposed to just going to school and now you just drinking, don't know what you're doing, don't know how your body responds, and now you're in a fucked up situation.
Yep.
So you're gonna be drunk in the house?
For sure.
He gonna be trying to fight you. What's up, daddy? What's up?
That nigga gonna be at Taco Mac with his son. Like, here you go.
No. In public, that's where I draw the line. That's crazy. Like, yeah, that's go wild. Out to eat and get your 12-year-old son, daughter, whatever, a drink is wild.
What is he stressed about? Why does he need to drink? I'm like, give me a margarita.
Just for the aesthetic? Like, what you
continue
doing?
Continue the family legacy of,
I've been waiting to get this.
Yeah, here go your first drink. Like, you usually wait till a motherfucker at least like 18, but yeah, like,
how old were you when you started drinking?
Like, started drinking or had my first drink?
Both.
Okay, I had my first drink. Ooh. I think I was like 8.
Ooh, yeah. God damn. Yep.
I had a sip of some beer.
Mm. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So my daddy poured a shot of Crown Royal littered on fire and gave it to me. I had
while
to
it
be,
was on fire?
Yeah, I had to be at least like 7 or 8, and I just remember my mama being mad.
Was it your birthday?
Head. No.
Oh,
he was just like, here, go ahead.
Oh, he was drunk.
And
was
my
like,
mama,
hey,
my mama was so mad at my dad about that, but I remember that shit.
Now, that I started first drinking time. At like 15 or 16.
Yeah, probably around about 15.
First time. Y'all got older siblings?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I started drinking.
I was confessions. Like
12, 13 when I started drinking with my brother.
Okay. How old was he?
He 10 years older than me, so he was like 22, oh, he 23 drunk. At that point.
Oh, yeah.
He God damn.
Look, he had your back.
I'm saying, though, but then when I got to college, it was folks going out sad, whereas I knew my limits.
Oh, yeah. I was on that, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I got to college, drinking went shit to me because I had been drinking.
And then you got the kids that ain't never drunk
that sound
before.
Really, really bad when you think about it.
No, because people go to the college and crash the fuck out of that shit.
Ain't never had a drink before. Ain't never been to no party. And now you see them, they just drunk as hell, throwing up in the dorms and all that.
Getting all type of shit. Now I got to make that.
Wow. Damn. Yeah. We were just talking about drinking, dog.
Well, anywho. So, I had my first beer.
They wasn't. Y'all didn't go to college?
We're going
to
keep talking about this. I never seen none of that take place.
I didn't see it.
I never seen none of that take place.
I didn't nobody.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get.
I never took it. Everybody
well,
said
you
it,
can't but. The willing. That's what they say.
All right. That's enough.
So my beer story, why I don't drink beer to this day. I try to drink it.
Right, you told us it tastes like warm none piss.
But I'm going to tell you why. I was 10. Trying to show out. My neighbor, he was over there drinking beer. He was like 21, 22. So we go in my daddy's man cave. I get a Colt 45. Me and my brother act like we drinking it. Mm-mm. That motherfucker pulled up. He said, oh, y'all think y'all man?
Oh, he did that.
He pulled these two hot ones out the motherfucking trunk.
Oh, he you said, weren't getting the cold.
He said, you going to chug. He made me and my brother drink both of them.
240s?
And I'm throwing up. He said, every time you throw up, that's every lick you going to get. Ooh. And I'm drinking. It's
how
hot,
old are you?
10. So my brother had one, I had one.
Y'all had 40 apiece.
Yes, and we drink. He like, y'all want to be
Coke
tough?
45.
Boy, I'm throwing up and he beating my 40. Ass. Bro, I'm throwing up and he beating my ass, bro. I'm like, shit. He like, now go tell him you drinking now. I'm like, shit.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't drink beer either.
No, I didn't drink beer no more. My first thing of liquor, I was with my uncle and he was wild. So we in there with my uncle. He like, y'all going to be mad. This motherfucker put on a porn. He like, y'all gonna like pussy.
Time out.
Y'all gonna like pussy. Listen, man, ain't listen. So me and my cousin there, he like, take a shot of this. We took a shot. My aunt coming there, what y'all in here doing?
Drinking,
I got my
ass. Watching porn.
Nah, it sounds bad.
You do.
He played. I'm 12. I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, I was already sneaking a little white diss anyway out of his room anyway. He ain't know it. So. Shit. Got my ass. My mama beat me. I said, I didn't drink it. He gave it to me.
So you did drink it.
Well, I did drink it, but he gave it to me.
But
I didn't
then
know
you lied.
Come on. That's why they're going to find a charge.
I was like. But yeah, man. That's why I don't drink beer, man. My daddy fucked me up with that.
Man, Billy D. Williams be mad as hell.
I ain't never seen them commercials.
No, they don't. Yeah, they young.
He used to advertise for Coke 45.
Coke 45.
Hey, man. It's a little bit motherfuckery, man. They got a sporting event that allows PEDs. I know this is big news for Dave and Chris.
My time, baby.
But the Enhanced Games are pro doping competition I'm gonna put a clip up first. Y'all gotta see this commercial.
I am the fastest man in the world. I've broken Usain Bolt's world record, but you've never heard of me. I am a proud, enhanced athlete. Now, we have important allies in our battle for bodily freedom. As we build the first sporting event that allows performance enhancements and pays all athletes.
This motherfucker said pro dope.
All right, so the enhanced games are a pro doping competition where athletes are allowed to use performance enhancing substances under medical supervision without World Anti-Doping Agency rules. It started by Aaron D'Souza as a criticism to International Olympic Committee, which he says exploits their athletes as they generate massive value, pushing their bodies to the limit and see very little for the reward. Prize money, appearance fees, and world record bonuses are going to be huge compared with traditional Olympic payouts. So they're going to be getting paid more than the Olympians with this, but these niggas is going to be dope the fuck up. They already breaking records. This white dude broke Usain Bolt record.
He bragged about the shit.
Yeah.
You know, I just do what you want. I just don't think that they should get world records for it.
No. They're not getting world records for it. They breaking the records, but they don't count.
They're not getting
no records for it.
Gotcha. I mean, hey, do what you want.
Y'all gonna watch?
No. So I'm gonna tell you. Look, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Motherfuckers take performance heavy drugs all the time. They just know when to get off of it. Like, you know, you got an event in December, you take it for the first 6 months, you go clean. I'm considered natural. They do it all the time, man. A lot of athletes do it. They got drug-tested power meets. They got non-drug tested. Come on now. We know they take
it. Are you saying this from experience?
I don't say anything. I told you I can't afford it. But I might dabble when I turn 40 in 2 years. I might dabble in some TRT, maybe, when I get older and make sure my wife don't want no more kids. But, no, I don't take anything. Except creatine and protein, man.
I'm going to let you skip over that one. But I'm saying, like, why? Why take it at 40?
Oh, man.
Because it drops.
Yeah. So when you take TRT and you shoot it in your arm, your body don't make it down on no more. You still get, you know, but you won't be producing it down there. And say my wife want another kid, then I got to get off of it and get it out of my system so I can have nothing.
Unless
I take a peptide to keep me.
That's the whole point of not even wanting to like try any of that shit at all.
But yeah, so I don't take anything.
I want to see it. I want to see these niggas break these records. I want to see them do some superhero shit.
I want to see a bunch of Captain America.
I
want to
see a bunch of motherfuckers your size picking up weight like Mark Henry. That shit gonna be cool.
I mean, yeah.
Nope.
Yes, I think it will be kind of cool to see some of the stuff.
Yeah. Like, I think that little...
When it comes to weightlifting.
That little Middle Eastern nigga, I know he on some shit.
Oh, yeah. The one to be with the janitor outfit.
Yeah. With the fucking 100-pound mop.
Yeah.
I know he on that shit.
Let me lift these.
Yeah, I want to see a bunch of motherfuckers like him deadlifting 1,000 pounds. Like, yeah. Let's see it. Let's go. I mean, I ain't going there. It's going to be in Vegas this year, so as long as it ain't pay-per-view, I'm going to watch that shit.
Only thing I hate about pads, and I said it before in GLP-1s, I hate when people use it, and they be like, come with my workout plan and get like me. Bro, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell me what you own. Then I'm like, okay, all right, this is what you taking. All right,
cool. You get your body done and then be like, natural.
Yeah, women do it all the time.
Yeah.
I've been in the gym, built this.
Yeah, you built it.
I've been looking at old movies, like, I'm going to name the actresses, like old black movies with actresses, like Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan, and shit like that. Mm. You look at them then and you look at them now. It was like, they look good then, but now they just like thick as hell. And I know you gain a little weight when you get older, but like all of your ass and titties.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah. I tell dudes this all the time. I hope this don't get taken the wrong way. I really hope this don't get taken the wrong way.
Think about it.
Be careful.
A lot of dudes that I know will go after the thickest they can find in undergrad. I'm like, but do you realize this woman gonna be big?
Yes.
You're naturally gonna gain weight over time. So, like, to your point, the Nia Longs and stuff, they naturally gain weight over time, and now they have the grown woman body.
Yeah.
And they thick, they look good in all the right spots.
Yeah.
But you go get a thick one now, or one that doesn't have, you know what I'm saying? And then over time, they
especially with a baby,
hold up the same.
My uncle told me that, he's like, go for the small one. Because when she had that baby, she's going to be just right. You go for that.
That's right.
Bigger one, she's going to be heavier.
Skin is elastic. Once it stretches so much.
Love me at my best and my worst.
Oh, God. You, you I, go. Do. I do, baby. I love all that.
Tying right into the lies.
How I look with this dress on, baby? You look beautiful.
You look good. I can't believe this motherfucker put this shit back on again.
Before we...
Damn well. My bad.
Oh, shit.
Before we were talking off mic, we were trying to debate whether we was going to bring this up or not. You know... Some people said that they would comment about it. Some people said they wouldn't.
He breathing hard.
So there's a video of a probate for what do you call it?
You better say the name right.
Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. They're having a probate. I think it was at Morehouse. Mm. And if you ever been to a probate, this is what normally happens. But with the internet and social media and everything, and people who haven't gone to college or seen a probate or anything like that,
it's just terrible.
They are they're alluding to this being sus behavior. Like saying shit like, can somebody explain this to me? What the fuck is this? All this shit.
Bro, you
too close. So I wanted to talk to y'all about this. And y'all opinion on it. Like, I personally, like, I went to HBCU. I've seen a bunch of these probates. It's just what they do. It's what happens. I don't think nothing about it.
Speak on like, it.
But
well, our Kappa friend said he's not going to speak on it.
No, you got to speak. Y'all both pledge, so, you know, give us the rundown.
Everybody's listening. David is a Kappa. He's trying to pick. He's over here sweating bullets, trying to use his words. Trying to use his words in the right way.
I'm trying to articulate myself in a professional
way. You want to come back to you?
No. It's cool. The video is sus from different perspectives.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect that.
Come on. Okay, listen, go ahead. Like, everybody's perspective is honest. That's your lens. You know what I'm saying? That's how you see it.
Did you see the comment?
That's your man.
I read the comment.
I asked that question. That's my question.
That's your man.
I'm able to see from different lenses.
You wear contacts?
I got LASIK, brother.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get LASIK.
I got LASIK, brother. We'll talk. Death marching is a thing. What they were doing was not death marching. I think had the song choice been different the clip, it would not have gotten as much backlash as it got. That's my honest opinion.
Okay.
Mr. Chris?
Me being with Phi Beta Sigma?
No, here you go.
Hey, man, my daddy's a Sigma.
My boy sent me the video. He like, man, look at the Kappas. I said, oh, that's norm. That's what they do. But no shots.
No.
Like, that's what they do. I'm like, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
The hoes love it.
The hoes love it when they shimmy. So I said, I ain't see nothing wrong with it, man. And I was reading the comments. I'm like, you know, the song, that's what they dance to when they strolling out in public. So I'm like, I don't see nothing
strolling
wrong with it.
Strolling.
You know, when y'all go out, when y'all go to the club.
Yeah, he had to put that out there.
That was a shot.
He's trying to
nice little stroll.
Said when they stroll, you know, hey, y'all stroll in public, man. Y'all, come on, man. Let's not do this, man. You know, y'all, everywhere y'all go, y'all got to.
Yeah, and I don't think the song would have made a difference because, for the most part, besides like Wipe Me Down, all the songs that y'all really fuck with, kind of in the same vein.
Yeah, slow. Y'all are talking about strolling. Nothing was wrong with what the guy was doing. Nobody was talking about him. They were talking about everybody.
Yeah, in line. Yeah, I know. You didn't do that when you was online. You didn't lock up.
He was the last one, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Well, you got to tell in. So,
That was a shot.
That was a shot.
I was, look.
And it's okay. You know, I got tough skin. I've learned to accept you for who you are, Chris.
I'm not saying, y'all didn't do that.
Do what, bro?
The video, B. No, let's not do this.
We didn't do that. We deaf marched.
They ain't deaf marched. Okay. All right. We deaf marched. Okay. We did too.
I ain't know that's what it was called until today.
Yeah, deaf march. You link up. Okay. But, you know, I see the linked up, man. Well, you know, we was online.
I'm going to send you a video of our deaf march. You can put it next to that one.
Are y'all, like, really that close, though?
Yeah. Yeah. You deaf march. Yeah. You locked up. So we build a link, and nobody can break that link online.
Yeah.
And if somebody break that link, y'all buying it's not true. And
Knucklehead, he broke that line.
Neither is Five Bay Sigma, but we love everybody.
Yeah, nobody say nothing about Hayes, but yeah, throw that out there.
Y'all do, bro.
Oh, there you go, shot. Like, I seen that Kappa wedding. Let's not do that.
The Bloods and the Crips are at it again.
Let's not go again.
I know, the last time.
What's that you claim?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man.
You cuz Bloods.
I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem with the Kappas, man. You know, he the first Kappa. There's two Kappas. Like Ashley Grill that I met. Him and Jared.
Oh, okay.
And we both cool people.
Yeah, that makes it cool.
Yeah. I can't say the same about the Sigmas, I know.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm just saying, bro, because, you know.
You lost it.
It's good.
I'm going to dog you out on air?
Yeah, yeah.
He was at my house. You're killing that blue juice.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. He said, don't tell nobody you had my blue juice.
Yeah.
Kappas don't drink.
That is not.
You didn't drink my blue juice?
No.
It just sounds bad when you say it that way.
It's true.
Calls.
Yes.
Calls.
They made
you didn't drink none of my blue juice, bro.
They lie.
This nigga JR. It's cool, bro. I had Kappa juice before. What y'all call y'all shit? Red juice,
Kool-Aid.
Kappa juice.
Nuke juice.
Kappa
tea. It's crazy. Nuke
juice. Yeah, I had
Kappa tea. Yeah, that's what they, what you call it? Because they would have a Kappa tea party at, what you call it?
No, but Kappa tea sound kind of good. It sounds kind of cool. Kappa tea.
I don't drink sweet tea, so.
Oh, well.
You put some liquor in it.
You drink blue juice.
Never had a Long Island?
Uh-huh.
But Long Island ain't really sweet.
It ain't really
sweet. It's Coke. Yeah, it ain't at all. All
right, moving on. Let's see. Huh. Well, this goes to your story that you told in the beginning.
But I got a different story for this one, bro.
I'm sure you do.
There was 100 niggas.
Might as well.
The whole project, it was 100 of us.
Hey, babe.
So we're going to go around, man. Tell us about the time that you turned down sex and what happened after.
We'll let the guest go first.
Man, listen. So I ain't going to name drop like you did.
Damn, you sure did say that.
He gonna take that out. You know what? I didn't mean to say a name, bro. But look, he gonna take that out though. Go ahead.
Man, it was this girl I had been trying to hit for a minute. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was trying to hit for a minute.
Okay.
She never let me hit. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? So she pulled up one night and she was trying to hit. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm just easy the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So she trying to hit. And I told her no. I said, nah, not tonight.
That's petty as hell.
It is. It's very petty, but you know, I just.
Yeah.
She pulled out every trick in the nigga book. She told me, just stick the tip in.
Oh.
I was like, and I looked at her, I said, you sound like a nigga. She was like, no, but I just really want some whatever. This motherfucker gets out the bed, goes to try to sleep on the couch. I'm like, hey, are you childish as fuck? You got to get
at your crib?
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. At this point, you got to go.
She was down bad.
You know what I'm saying? She was pissed. I'm like, nah, you got to excuse yourself out of my establishment, sweetheart.
Damn. Very
and
nice.
She, like and she wasn't trying to move. She wasn't going for it. She was just like, but why we just can't have sex? You've been trying for X, Y, Z, and now I finally want to, and you don't want to. I said, yeah, just not tonight. And she stormed out, and she so-called herself being mad.
Did you get any social media sub subliminals?
Definitely got those. But damn,
she talked bad about you.
About a month later, struck.
Oh, y'all was on the same page then.
No, I just told her to pull up. She pulled up, and I struck.
Okay.
And I left for her. You know what I'm saying? Cool. I feel like we square at that point.
It's just that one time.
I think we square at that point.
Just leave it at that.
But the fact that a woman told me just stick the tip in was just crazy to me, bro. I'm just like, this how niggas sound for real?
Yeah, bro. You young. It's all right.
I use that line a lot of college. Let me stick the tip.
No, yeah, I did too.
Like in the...
Nah, my go-to used to be, just feel me. Just feel me inside you, baby.
What? One time.
That's it.
This one time.
It's not like a whole nigga.
This one time. This one time. I promise you, it won't be bad.
Hey, what you got, J.I.?
Hey, so I got one that it's a lie, and I know it was a lie, but she said that her hot water
was No. You turned it down.
I'm trying to tell
you. Okay, her hot water. Go ahead.
Yeah, her hot water was out, and she said, hey, can I come over and take a shower at your crib? And I said, all right, cool. So she comes over, takes a shower. She was like, hey, I left my lotion in the car. Would you mind going to get it? All right, cool. I go outside. I get her lotion, take it in there. We in the bed. And
together?
I couldn't do it.
Why?
The smell.
Oh.
She just got out of the shower.
And she got out the shower. Yeah. So it wasn't even like.
Under the arms or down there?
No, nigga. Down there. Yeah. And it wasn't even like she didn't take a shower. I knew she took a shower.
BB?
Because she took a shower at your house.
Yeah. Well, no, because she took a shower. Like, she came out smelling like the Bath and Body Works and shit that she had. But I couldn't.
Like, you got down there and could.
No.
He could smell
it. It was just her laying in the bed because she had no clothes on.
Well, if you think about it, bro, you got to give her some grace. She said she had no hot water, so she might not have took a shower.
My nigga.
She took a shower at his house.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before then, that might have been her first shot. She had to watch out for 3 days.
That, yeah, that might happen. When you take a shower, you supposed to wash that shit.
Mm. Yeah, when I'm going to get some ass, I'm extra.
Man, fuck yeah, I'm if you trying to get some, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you trying to get some, you going to make sure that area down there clean than a motherfucker. Yeah. If you got to scrub or do whatever.
Yeah,
and I just, I couldn't. So she was one chick that I met at the club. So we went back to the club like the following week and she tried to front on me talking about, yeah, I was laying in your boy bed and, you know, he ain't even want to hit and all that.
Did
and
you
I was
blow
like,
her brains
no.
out
did
with
you,
it?
Did you kill her? Did you hit her with a kill shot?
Oh. I just told him like what happened. Like, shit, no, I wasn't fucking with that shit, nigga. Your ass smelled.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I told her and I told him, but then she tried to front. Like, no. I was like, no, bitch. Your shit stank.
Dang.
Sorry.
And somebody back like, I'll still hit.
I know. Yeah, my boy was like that because he was like, yeah, I would have. I was like, well, yeah, you different than me, bro. I couldn't. Not if you came over to my crib, you took a shower, you used soap and water, Bath and Body Works.
Had a yeast infection, you know?
Hey, yeah, man, she had
and
something.
And I most definitely ain't going to hit it then.
You get it curable.
I don't know you.
Just a little bread.
I don't know you. I like my bread, but not like that.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I got a couple of them, man.
Oh, man, that was damn near 20 years ago, bro.
Yeah, you was just born and shit.
Yeah. You didn't even know what pussy was.
He was drinking.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I got a couple, man. They're real quick. One girl, I didn't want to because for some reason I was over her. You know, you be messing with a girl, you be like, I don't even like her no more. She came over trying to get some and some shit like that. I was like, man, I don't know if we're going to have enough time. And she fucking shot me in the head. She was like, yeah, we do. It ain't like you Superman or nothing.
I don't want no 1 minute.
Ooh. I was like,
1 minute.
Bitch, I know the other day it was a couple of hours, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, after that, I guess, all right. Then another time, this girl got mad. She came over unannounced. Didn't want her to fucking come over. Then she berated me because I was like, I don't want to do it. Berated me till I gave in. Then she got mad at me because I gave her some bullshit. But I gave it to her purpose because I was like, I don't want you here. And then she was like, I come over here, you give me this little 5 minute shit. I was like,
you gave it a limp noodle.
No, I ain't give it a lip noodle. I gave it a commercial break.
After these messages.
Damn. Well, that's crazy. I never
we be right that. Back.
I'm definitely giving some trash dick on purpose.
Oh, hell yeah.
We all have.
Okay.
I yeah. mean, it just happens. Damn. Like, shit. You
it just hurt when point. It's on accident.
I got
damn it. I need my lick back.
Sorry. My bad.
I got
you know, this ain't never happened before.
Mine gonna be real, man. I got two stories behind.
Oh, we was lying?
Damn, for real. I'm talking about mine real.
No. Like, the reason why I did it, I'm gonna tell the first story. I don't want to tell the second story. Chris, don't say no names. Don't
okay.
say no names.
Okay.
No, I'm talking me. I'm saying I ain't gonna say no names. Okay. All
right. I got you, bro.
So, chick, I came through a crib one day. So, we chilling and shit. And she like, let's go get something to eat. So we get something to eat, drinking and shit. So she ride back in the car. I say, you know what? I'm just be on some Diddy shit. Well, not like Diddy. No.
Baby oil?
Diddy for the case, man. Diddy
baby oil?
Like, I said that before. This is fucking 5 years ago before I knew about Diddy. All
right? Well, shit. Diddy was doing that.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know Diddy. My bad. I didn't know Diddy was doing that shit. So I was like, shit. I just started playing with a cat and shit. Playing with in the car, going down the street. I said, shit, oh, you ain't about that. I said, shit, I am. What's up? We're going to get there. Get to a crib, kissing on that shit. Pull the condom out. Put it on. Went inside. And something like, man, you do this shit, bro, you going to have a heartache down the page. She's this bitch crazy. Pull it out. She was like, you ain't going to fuck me? I said, nah, man. I can't, man. Just, I can't. Get the fuck out. And since then, she did not fuck with me no more.
You've been mean to these bitches.
It's like, no.
This is the second one.
Man, y'all talk about me. Y'all, like, nigga, you got some stories.
Something told me not to do it. Like, something like, don't do it. This motherfucker crazy.
Oh.
And I mean, she got mad. Blocked me off all social media.
Good.
Like, damn. Like, yeah, bro.
I'm proud of you, man. Because I would have been like, yeah.
Cause
this is crazy.
I would have done it. Because I would have felt bad. Because like 2 months later, I got with my wife. So I was like, man, you know, ain't no point to lead her on. Then, you know, I ain't going to be fucking with her in the next 2 months. So, that's why I didn't want to care. Because I knew she was catching, like, them feelings, like, bust your windows out the car. And I didn't want to go through that down the road. Because I've
been there before.
So, yeah.
I have not had that happen.
Well, she ain't. Like, a female that you know.
Like, I think she.
No.
Yeah, I think.
Here's the only thing that I had about a crazy chick. She left notes.
He keeps on my crazy ones.
No. She left notes on my car and notes on my door. At my place.
She ain't, after you hit.
Yeah, well, okay. Shit.
Yeah, see,
it's my.
See, that's why I, didn't,
I said it's my baby mama.
Oh.
You got a baby mama?
Punk
you got
ass
kids?
Bitch.
You got kids?
Wow.
You got a son.
You ain't never said nothing about your son. This crazy.
Yeah.
Drake? All right. But my other story, I never knew he had a son. He, bro, that's real. This is my
Drake.
First time. Never know he had a son. That's crazy. Okay. All right.
That's messed up,
dog. No, I don't mean it like that. No,
damn,
I
for real.
Bro, how many times I've been over here?
This is
we
true.
Talk
well,
about
I don't talk. I don't talk about it.
He up there high fiving my son. I ain't know he got. I thought he was doing it because he had no kids. This motherfucker got kids. I didn't know. My bad. I don't know that situation. But I'm just saying I didn't know you had kids. So I ain't shooting. I really didn't know he had a kid. Like
I ain't shooting shot at him.
No, I was shocked. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Damn.
Oh, right, what's the second story?
God damn. That shit fucked me up. I don't know what I'm talking about. Second story. Don't say no names. All right. So I'm chilling at the crib. I'm drinking. She hit me up. Yo, I'm downtown. You know, I stay in Douglasville.
Like,
so
whim around.
So she like, I'm about to come through. I said, okay, that's 20 minutes. I jump in the shower. I'm drinking. I'm like, damn, she's still like here. I'm watching TV. And I sworn this damn HIV commercial came up 4 times. I'm like, and I noticed it. I'm like, damn, why does commercial keep coming up? You know, HIV. Da, 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 da. She might even had it, but I'm like, all right, whatever. She get there.
It's a sign.
So we get there. We make it out. She's like, eat my pussy. I go down there.
That's real aggressive.
I go down there. I pull the merchandise back.
You didn't hesitate,
did
you?
She hit me in the face. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I come back up. Man, I got to go to work in the morning. I'm kind of tired, man. I went to sleep, bro. That junk was not smelling the best, bro.
Did she stay? Did she leave?
Well, she was downtown. She was out. Bro. Man, you should have put her in the shower.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
How you tell somebody, hey, man, can you go wash up first?
Just like that.
Yeah,
just like that.
You went outside. You took a shower.
You just went to sleep. I washed my sheets the next day.
Or say, hey, let's hop in the shower together.
Yeah. See, I'm not the smallest nigga. Like, I don't shout.
Well, okay.
I can't.
Yeah. Andre the Giant.
But that'd be kind of hard to move. Like, yeah. You know,
you know what I'm saying? I can't do it.
Yeah. He'd be elbowing motherfuckers.
Oh, God. Trying to slide around.
Then you got to ask him to move so you get the water off. You
know what? Let me get some hot water.
Boom, I do it in my little tub downstairs. I got a big ass king tub downstairs. No, you used to have chicks in the tub.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Brag about your shit, nigga. Right. Ooh.
Damn, nigga.
He mad over that shit.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Before we get into guest questions, y'all got any scams y'all got caught up in?
I had one that I was scared, and I think everybody did it with the whole claim somebody child, you know, your taxes. Yeah,
everybody didn't do it, but okay.
They did. Oh, my bad. So I'm the only one that did it.
I didn't do it.
I know you ain't did it because you still young. Yeah. No, I didn't get caught, but I only did it one time. But I had so many people like try to get me to do it, and I did it one time. But I was always scared because I'm like, shit, if you get caught, you know,
yeah, pay that shit back.
That and you might go to jail.
Yeah.
I'm mad I never got a PPP loan.
Me too.
I was scared. Damn. I jumped off the pool. All my people got it. They didn't have to pay shit back. I was scared. I'm like,
the first time,
I was scared. But nah.
I should have did it a couple of times.
I never got scammed, but my frat brother got scammed. With the Bitcoin shit on Instagram. Yo. Had a little fake model shit.
Dude.
Wait, what's that?
Like the chick was on Instagram. Like, oh, you do this with the Bitcoin on your Cash App. You know, though. So she sent him a message. She sent the money, took all his money out of his account. And I said, damn.
Oh. The Asian chick so that I'm talking to, she trying to get me into this damn Bitcoin. And I'm like,
she finna get your ass.
Yeah, she trying. I'm like, no. She keep asking me, like, so have you downloaded? I'm like, no.
I don't
really feel comfortable. Nah. She was like, no, come on. I can walk you through it. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Nah.
Yo, next thing you wake up.
And I ain't got nothing. Nope.
You said you never got caught in no scam?
Nah, man.
Because you from here. Y'all do the scamming.
Yeah, y'all the scammers. Y'all the scammers and the shysters, B.
Nah, I ain't never been, like, into the scamming shit. The closest thing I done ever thought to do with the scam was, like, some Forex shit. Y'all know Forex?
Yeah.
But that was high-key a scam.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that and the PPP loan, but, you know.
Once you see the baddies getting into it, it's like,
y'all.
But I don't answer emails. I don't answer phone calls. I don't click on no links. You ain't getting me, bro.
No.
Like you want a car warranty? Man, my car been paid for 5 years, man. The fuck I want a car warranty, man?
I had to take that shit off my phone, that silence unknown callers.
We don't work no more. Trump made a thing where they can send you calls. My shit still be coming through. This one.
No, mine is like that, but I had to take it off because, you know, my job, because I got, you know, motherfuckers calling.
That you don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, I go to a place and be like, hey, give me your number. And then they call. And I was like, oh, shit. My bad. I had it on. So let me take it off. So
I got mine to wear. You got to announce yourself.
Damn.
Like a Google phone?
If an unknown number call me, like they have to say their name and why they call. And then
I like the Google phone.
No, it's on.
I mean, not Google phone, but like.
I need to learn that.
They had a Google phone number. You had to say your name.
Oh, yeah. Similar thing. But they got that on iPhone now.
Oh, they do?
I need to do that.
See, yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
Like, which one?
Yeah, you got
like
to show us that. You know, show us afterwards.
Old niggas. Goddamn kids, boy, I tell you.
My wife let us be that big. Like, no, you can't see.
Boy, I tell you, my phone on letters big as hell.
Like, goddamn, the one letter pop up when she type T-H.
Boy, these kids, something else, boy, I tell you.
I got caught up in a scam when I was younger, selling fire safety equipment. I needed a summer job and shit, and I thought this was legit business.
Like the vacuums? Like selling them vacuums?
Like kind of like that. Fire, like fire extinguishers and shit like that.
ADD, nigga?
But these ATD? Motherfuckers, they jacked up the price. They took forever to send these motherfuckers. I think I got like a couple of paychecks and shit like that. But other than that, I got scammed in Atlanta parking.
Oh, yeah, they do all the time.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Yeah, they gonna.
But you know, they just dropped a new law where you can't just boot people. Like, you got to have it plain as day. Sign it saying, like, we boot, this the price, this the company.
Oh, okay.
And all that type of stuff. So, like, if you get a boot and it ain't no signage anywhere near your car that you can
visibly see, they can't do it.
That's all right, exactly y'all need happened. To let me know this because I just moved down here. So
he be outside. Look, there you go. He be outside.
I promise you, I don't.
his dog and his kid.
Hey, listen, yeah. Me, Rocco, and Michael, chilling.
All right, man. So we do this for all the first time guests. It's called Scaring the Girls.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you ever had a moment where you were out and either you or somebody you was with scared the girls? Like y'all was talking to them, kicking it with them, everything was going good, and somebody just fucked it up.
Yeah, you know, Kappa's got stories.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah, wow.
That's crazy.
Who took his bitches?
I know, right?
I still don't like him. I still don't like him. Now. Stole my chick. I had love for that hoe. I bought her rings and everything.
Damn.
You bought a whatever?
I bought a rings and everything. About
the fucking Project Pat. Project Pat.
Was a joke. I was like, man, God damn, bro. Don't let them do that to you.
I think everybody got that friend that's just a little too aggressive around the hoes. You know, like, you ever had, like, a kickback or y'all just chilling, hoes come to the crib and whatnot. And
yeah. They said I did that one time, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about him?
Nah, he been, he wasn't around when I did that shit that night.
You just got the one friend that just aggressively tried to get the hoes to drink.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, bro, you can't, like bro, come please.
Yeah, drink this.
Please. Like, just relax, brother. Like, she gonna drink if she wanna drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, if women are coming over, I greet you at the door with a shot. If you don't wanna take the shot, come on in. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. And if you take the shot from me, then I know you kind of choosing. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's early access right there. Cool. Bet. But anyway, my homeboy, he not peeping none of the signs. Like, none of the signs. Like, she clearly not trying to drink, bro.
Yeah.
This nigga. Whole friend group left. I'm like,
you sure you don't want nothing to drink? Wrong? You sure you don't want nothing?
Damn,
come on,
that shit funny.
Just take a sip.
Damn, I tell the story. So I'm on a bachelor trip,
mm-hmm.
And I don't really know these niggas like that, but I know the groom. Obviously, I'm on a bachelor trip.
Right. Cool.
Nigga just dancing. He had dance fever, bro.
Just dancing by himself?
I'm talking about dancing, just dancing to all the girls in that bitch. I'm like, just all in their faces and shit. Like, and all the girls are turning their nose up. I'm just like, bro, just vibe. Hey, please vibe. He was not vibing, bro. He just kept going. Like, take the liquor from this nigga.
He don't need no more.
Boy, he didn't get no hoes.
Yeah.
He just kept dancing.
I'm going to kill him with this one.
What y'all know about
I'm
this?
I'm talking about trying to get bitches up, dance one like this. They just like, come on, bro.
He needs some milk.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. That's funny.
Damn, niggas really do be scaring hoes.
Yeah, they really do.
That's crazy.
I didn't scare the hoes for my story.
I feel like you was probably the nigga that was scaring hoes.
No. That's fucked up.
My boy J-Mo said up. I was scaring him, but I wasn't scaring him.
Oh, see, J-Mo, East Side nigga, so if he say you scaring the hoes, you scaring the hoes.
Damn. No. That nigga came to me, he said, you scaring the hoes.
I like that.
I was drunk, right? You know, that's crazy when a motherfucker come and touch your hand. You was caring the hoes.
I feel like. Said it just like that.
Yes, he
grabbed it. Because he was serious.
He had his.
He was serious than a motherfucker when he said.
He got his hat turned like an Atlanta nigga. You are scaring the hoes.
He was serious than a motherfucker when he said it.
I gotta hear this story. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. All right, man. Can't be bought. Can't be bought. So by now, everybody's seen this Drewski skit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one? You talking about the church?
The church Drewski skit where he's being in the mega church and all this shit. Y'all niggas go to mega churches.
I grew up in a mega church.
Which one? Ooh. Who is that? They was J-Mo go?
He don't go there no more.
I promise you, I don't.
Oh, wait.
At the end of
right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one. Oh, okay.
You been there?
No. I just drive past it.
Oh.
They sit right down the corner, too. You can't miss it.
Yeah, big ass, what you call it?
They got an ATM in there?
Yeah, they got a credit union.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
We need your W-2s before we come home.
They have a credit union. It's crazy.
Like, you need a loan for the church, and it's going to be 20%.
You can do it.
Ain't put a doorknob on the motherfucker.
Some dude went to, what's the nigga? White nigga in Houston.
Oh, I know.
Joel Osteen. Yeah, he goes to Joel Osteen Church. Yeah. He finna get evicted. And they like... He been paying tithes and he been volunteering for like 4 or 5 years.
And he ain't not his mortgage. That's crazy. Not his mortgage.
Your priorities fucked up, man.
Ooh,
wee.
Mm. But yeah, he been calling up there and stuff. He recorded the last call. He was like, man, I'm telling you, like, he's like, my wife pregnant. I'm finna get evicted. Woo, woo, woo. They but was what like, about man, your tithes? You on the list. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. We'll call you if we can help you. But.
Damn. That's crazy.
You ain't got no diapers for the baby.
Yeah, that nigga got a helicopter and some more shit.
Yeah, man. Them preachers be cracking me up. I like the skit. It's kind of real.
Yeah, because his head's not kind of
real. It is real.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever been in a church, especially like I've been in a church with motherfuckers hanging and shit like that.
And they want W-2s from their members and they be like, oh, you ain't paid your tithes. Like, talking about what they got. I got this new Mercedes. I got my wife. I got that ain't.
That shit is crazy.
That's why I like my white church, man. They cool. We in there, in and out an hour. If you got it, you got it. Next night, we'll see you next week. I said,
yeah.
My nigga.
I get it. Those. I'm like, yeah. They ain't forcing it on you.
Man, yep. I did the math. I really sat down and did the math the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This church, really good church. I actually really enjoy listening to the preacher. I listen online and I don't give. It's my thing.
Yeah. You ain't got to. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 250 people per service, and you have 4 services a Sunday.
Damn. 4?
Yeah, some people are like
different churches.
No, they same church. Like 10, 12,
and
1.
And oh, yeah. You got like 2 locations in Atlanta. That's a lot of motherfucking money.
Yes.
Wait, yeah.
He got
two churches in Atlanta.
A couple motherfuckers had 2
services
churches.
At each church.
At church? Oh, damn.
And that place hold at least 250 people per
what
service.
What the fuck?
So you do it. He get other people.
It's 1,000.
1,000.
So he preached at one, he got somebody else preaching at the other.
And say average is giving is $100.
Yeah.
I didn't even do 100. I said 10 because you got some people that don't get nothing.
So yeah. But some people like tithe, 20. So that make up
I'm
for
20.
It.
So I'm 100. 20. I get 20. That's it.
That's a lot of motherfucking money.
Yes. Yeah. They, yes.
And a week. A preacher walk around in designer.
Dropping Maybach,
Bugatti,
big ass
mansion in 3 cities. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, bro. And it's, at some point, people got to realize this money not going to the Lord.
Yeah,
ain't none of it going. To
it's going to the building fund.
But they ain't put a doorknob on the motherfucker yet.
Going to the building fund.
Not only did they put a doorknob on here, they put it on the pastor's house.
Raising this money for Sister Jackie. We just asking. seriously, like, and I. To each their own as far as religion and stuff like that. I get it. I'm more spiritual than I am religious.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to God, I pray. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sir. Those type of things. Yes, I listen to church when I feel called to do so. But being raised in a mega church, bro, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a small church person.
Close the doors. Yeah.
Medium.
But yeah. See,
close the doors.
See, the problem, but see, the problem with the small and the medium churches, they got too much drama going on, and they very judgmental.
And they that's see, true. And they know when you're that's not true. There.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yes, I ain't been there.
That's fine. I can deal with that. Like, you know I ain't there? Hey, guess what? But I'll let you know I ain't there.
I grew up in a small church. You know what happens? All them people came from other churches where they couldn't get their way and come to the small
and they
church.
Come in there trying to make
them. Yes. Yes.
And then that's where all the drama and politics start. Mm-hmm. And then now they talking about Sister Shirley and the First Lady. You know what I'm saying? Now they
beef. Now they mad at each other.
Because somebody wanted roast beef or not. Fried chicken and Sunday.
So look, I got
First Lady vegan. Look, she don't eat meat.
I got caught up in some church drama when I was young, man.
Me too.
Nah, it was some bull crap, though. And I felt bad because I was an orphan, as my coworker called me. I used to do an offering as an usher and count the money. Because I'm like, man, the preacher talk forever.
He ain't take nobody money at church.
Dude. Listen to the story. Listen to this track, man. So I'm in there counting
you going money. To hell.
Listen to the track. So I'm in there counting the money. Boom. I'm in there with my aunt. Boom. She give her the money. We go home. We get a call that night. Hey, some of the money missing.
How you know you ain't counted?
I just thought about that. How do you know money missing when it's an offering?
They wrote down the numbers. You know, some people do offerings, some people do tithes. And we had a count on it. Every night we do a count on top.
Oh, okay. So the count, from like, that number, money was missing. Okay. Thing.
So money was gone. They thought, who did it? The orphan.
Come on, bro.
I said, man, I don't steal from money. I said, I might steal in these streets, but I don't steal from God. No.
Yeah.
You was a thief.
Listen, man. Don't worry about this.
We talking about Lord.
So for like months, man, I couldn't count the money no more. I couldn't do anything. Found out the first lady was taking her money out on the side before she kept taking it into the bank. And so they thought it was me.
Damn.
I was like, bro. See, I still didn't get no apology, man. I want my apology,
who
man.
Who told?
Huh?
Who told?
They found out down the road. After my uncle, like, stuff and pat, they found out down the road. Like, oh, no. Then that's how they found out.
So what happened to the first lady?
Oh, she gone now. I don't know where she at. He died. My uncle died and she disappeared.
Damn. Yeah, with all the money.
No, that's she didn't. But yeah, I was like, damn, man. I don't steal.
So it was a family affair.
Okay, Mary J. But
all right, man. So with the can't be bought, I want to ask y'all, see where y'all at morally. $2 million annually. Well, I was looking at it. The top earners of these mega churches make like well over $1 million. Some of them somewhere like 500,000. So I just bumped it up to $2 million. $2 million annually. Could you be one of these crooked pastors at these mega churches?
No.
I'm going to tell you right now. A church is a business.
Nope.
You already know where Christian Louboutin is going.
If I was making that much money, I'd be giving. So I couldn't be like that, man. People give their hard-earned money. Like, my mama was like that. She gave all her money. I'm like, you supporting somebody that wouldn't help you.
So you would take the job and then take the money and give it away.
And help people, yeah. But I'm going to keep my little... No, I'm going to keep at least $500,000 for me, but the other rest we can go give. The other $500,000 I give to the
community. Yeah, bullshit. No.
Damn.
I wouldn't take it, but if I did...
No,
I'm getting $2 million, only keeping $500,000.
Okay, I mean maybe $1 million, and I keep the other million. Crazy. I'm gonna donate something, man. Somebody
I couldn't do it, man. I'm that type of person that I feel like God is watching, so I can't do it. It's like any dollar that I take, you know that little meme when it be like God looking over at you like this. Hmm. Yeah, that's how I'm gonna be.
My barber told me he's working in a funeral home. He said the best business you can do is a church. All you gotta do is smile on Sunday. Once a week.
Tell them what they want to hear.
Tell them what they hear. And you got money. You pay. You got a salary. Hey, man. Go back. Smoke a blunt in the drink. He said, that's a good thing. Like, he right. He was like, that's a business.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I think I'd be more so on what you was talking about. Take the job. Give some back.
Give some. Like, give a percentage.
What's your percentage? 2%.
I probably would do the $500,000. Yeah. I ain't paying taxes.
Yeah, I ain't paying taxes on it.
Damn. I just got to come here and talk to these people.
I won't be riding around in no damn Maybach and I know my dang congregation walking to work.
No, I ain't
that's
doing
crazy.
That.
I'll at least get a bus service.
That's what they be fucking up. If you want to be rich and do all that shit, be low key.
Be low key rich.
You can still have the money, but don't be out here showing out.
Don't be wearing
ass
red.
Ass is good.
Don't be wearing red bottoms
because a piece of evil ass.
I walk with blue. But yeah, that Drewski shit was heavy.
Back the fuck up, man.
He said. He's gone, man. Like,
okay, so that's no, yes,
no.
Yes.
No, I said no.
No, no, yes, yes. No. Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah. Y'all going for the money. Room,
you know, damn. Just trifle. No, man, I didn't say be crooked. I said I help.
You already crooked if you taking money.
Be one of these crooked pastors.
It's a job, that's crooked.
It's a job to be a pastor. You got to go here. No,
it's a job to be a pastor. It ain't a job.
Oh, yeah, I did say crooked. Nah, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, Chris, now you by yourself.
I wouldn't be a crook. If he said crooked, no. If I could be a changing
ain't no
pastor.
Such thing.
So I know. I said no, then. I'd be no. I can't. You got to put crooked in there.
$250,000.
I said I don't want to be. If I got to be crooked, I was going to give something back.
Quotation.
Damn.
Like, scam getting smaller and smaller.
I'm going to put something on it.
I'll get something back.
I'll put something on it.
I won't be walking around with no Louis Vuitton.
I gave y'all $50,000 last year. Damn.
We still building the building. What building?
Oh, man. All right, man. Shout outs.
Let our guests go first.
Man, shout out to A Peaceful Life. You know,
like I respect
no drama,
that.
No bullshit, A Peaceful Life, man. Like, I'm gonna give a shout out to that because you know, your life is full of bullshit, it's very stressful.
Okay,
bruh,
it be flow a little bit differently when you're not stressed.
Man,
look at him auditioning for his pastor,
bruh. All right, bruh, bruh,
come to David,
and I'm taking auditions and donations.
I come to your church,
yeah.
Don't forget to pay your tithes. Pay your tithes.
I ain't giving. I listen.
I listen. You just told me you listen and don't give. So I'm.
Nah, we'll send you the website. You can pay online.
And also, shout out to Indiana football.
Oh, boys, okay.
Look fucking good. And as a Georgia Bulldog fan, I can say it unbiased. They look like a
I'm going with mine
at that school.
He's a Miami fan. He's a Miami
I'm going with Miami too. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't got a dog in the fight.
I can't go for Miami because fuck Carson Beck.
Boy, them they.
Oh, y'all just weren't using them right.
Yeah, ooh.
We weren't using them right.
Yeah.
So? Fuck him.
I thought he was going to say something positive.
Yeah. He said so? And? What's your point?
Mike Bobo ain't fuck with him, man. We good. We got a good country redneck quarterback.
Hey, man, my shout out is to y'all, bro. Like I said, I'm here. I'm doing good. I ain't got no complaints. So my shout out is to my family.
First, I thought you my was life. Reading that.
I know, right? I'm like, he's reading
that. Damn.
I'm like, damn. He got
you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, damn. He got a speech.
I'm doing something a little different today.
Honestly, bro. Shout out to.
Wait, what's the fine print? Hold on. Wait, let me see this. Okay. Nah, but I ain't got nothing, man. I'm good. I'm happy. And my shout out is just. Life in general, going back to what you said, man. So that's where I'm at.
All right, Chris.
No, shout out to my wife and son. I guess we doing Mexican tonight because they want to do Mexican.
You got in trouble this week?
No, I've been good. We've been good. I haven't gotten in trouble in a long time.
You might think that ain't wood.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be wood today.
I was joking. Nigga shit.
Shout out to the listeners, man. Shout out for you finally coming on the show, man. I thought you was going to flake on me, though. But
that was a Kappa joke.
You invited me, I showed up.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, man. You know,
appreciate
all the fans, all the negative and good stuff. Because Chris still be on that comments, going back with him. I don't respond to violence.
You gotta let it go, bro.
That's all I got.
I have let it go on the negative shit. On the negative shit, I just heard it and I go about my day. But you know, motherfuckers is like, actually on some positive shit, I will respond to you. But I let it go.
All right, KD.
I ain't got no burner account. He was like, yeah, bitch, your mama over here. But man, shout out my family. Shout out you brothers. I appreciate y'all showing up and showing out.
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out listeners, man. Like Chris said, for everything, listening,
what?
Commenting, what? Subscribing, what? Liking,
what?
Talking shit.
What?
Big up in us, all that, man. Shout out Dreamers Clothing Line. Shout out King ODZ and Stacks 100. They should be coming out with some new projects pretty soon. Also, shout out Hitman Podcast. They had a new podcast. Check them out. Talking about the Trae Young trade and all that shit. Again, appreciate y'all. Appreciate the listeners. Oh, next episode will be 200. So we will not be having an episode next week. So it'll be the week after. So we're going to try to cook up something good for y'all for episode 200.
It's going to be live.
No, it's not.
Nah, we can't go live.
No. We will lose our jobs.
Yeah, we lose my job.
If it weren't for this editing shit, nigga, we'd be out of here. But other than that, we are out.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.